Hello, my name is Matthew Jones, and I'm 17 years old. Today is December 1st, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jillian Bailey, who is my girlfriend. We are recording this interview in Charlotte, North Carolina. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life, and would you like to tell me about some of the most important lessons that person has taught you?
For me, a person who's had a large influence on my life is my mother. She is always been supportive of my art and has never once encouraged me to not do what I love, and has always accepted me and taught me that your upbringing and your situation does not entail who you are as a person.
Are there any other lessons that you'd like to mention at this point? Is there any other big things that she's taught you that you think are vital to who you are as a person?
Be kind and pursue knowledge.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
I think my happiest memory is probably when I got my dog and just the pure love I feel for him. And he has been an incredible thing in my life, and I'm very thankful for him.
He seems to be sniffing around in your bags right now, actually. All right, you want to describe that moment? Like, when you got him? Like, you want to give that story?
It was very quick. We received notice from the organization that was looking to donate a dog to us that, hey, we have a dog that you might want to look at. So we went over, met Baxter, the dog, and we took him home to do a trial run for the weekend. And we had bought a crate for him and bought a bunch of toys and stuff. And I knew very quickly that he was my dog and he was going to be the dog I chose. But I think that moment was really solidified when I fell asleep with him next to me, and just like kind of near me, and when I woke up he was curled up in my in my lap, and that moment was really just I felt very maternal and protective and thankful that I had this in my life.
All right. What are you proudest of? What makes you say, like, I did this. This is my work. And why does it make you feel proud?
There are a few things that I'm proud of. I'm proud of my dog, obviously, of training him, of getting him certified as a service dog, of how I did that. It wasn't, I sent him off to somebody for somebody else to train him. I trained him with the aid of a trainer, and he is incredible. I'm also incredibly proud of my art and my desire with that and my ambition with that and my pursuit of bettering myself. I'm also very proud of my...
With your art, why does that make you feel proud?
I guess it's because art especially is something that you can very visibly see the progress in it. And not just in I can make it look like an actual person now. It's more of the amount of thought and meaning and depth to my pieces. It's not just the artistic skill, it is the artistic eye and the artistic mind that has developed, and I've worked very hard to develop that. I'm very proud of my open-mindedness because it's not always been that way. I used to be very close-minded and believed that everything I knew and everything I thought was always right. And I've worked very hard to better myself as a person in the eyes of others and in the eyes of myself. And that journey took a long time to address that with myself. And it was very difficult and required a lot of self-reflection. And I'm very proud of gotten away from that closed-mindedness that I used to exist in.
All right. How would you like to be remembered?
I I don't think I want to be remembered by masses or by a large amount of people. That's unimportant to me. I want to be remembered as, by the people who do remember me, I want to be remembered as a positive influence. That's really all that matters to me. I want to have left a positive impact on people's lives. And if that's as a teacher, if that's as a friend, if that's as a partner, if that's as a mother, if that's as a sister, regardless, I want my impact to have been an overall positive one on people, and that's really all that matters to me.
All right, so that makes a lot of sense, and I'm very glad that you've brought this to the attention. With being remembered, though, when say after your passing, when people talk about you in memory, how would you want them to describe you? How would that be? What do you desire for people to think about you after your path?
I guess it depends on who's remembering me. If it's future students, or because I would like to be a teacher, I guess I need context for that. I'm going to be a teacher. If it's students, I want them to remember me as having taken a personal interest in them and not just seeing them as another number, and have been caring and invested and enjoyed what I do and wanted to watch them learn and grow, and cared more about the student and their knowledge and their education than about the just getting numbers, just getting kids to pass so that I can get a better rating. I want that to be what they remember me as someone who fostered their education and made them love learning more. By my family, I would hope I would be remembered as someone who made them proud, as kind, as caring. I think that's really all that matters to me, is I want to make people happy. And that's what I need in memory.
If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything that you would want to say to me?
There's a lot that I would want to say to you. I would want to say that you have opened my eyes to many new experiences, many new things. You have helped me grow as a person. You have made me incredibly happy, happier than I thought I could be. You've opened my eyes to new possibilities in the future. You have made me realize that I don't have to be alone all the time. I don't have to live in solitude and to stay safe. You've made me comfortable with being vulnerable, and I'm incredibly thankful for that. You've made me believe that I could fall in love one day, which I didn't think I could. And you make me feel safe, and you're a home to me, and I don't want to leave that.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this, years from now, is there any wisdom that you'd want to pass on to them? And what would you want them to know?
I guess for them, wisdom, I would want them to know that I want to say you don't have to go through your pain alone. And just because if you do have a conducive or positive external environment, that doesn't negate your internal pain, and you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to feel supported and feel safe. I would want them to know that I'm sorry that the world's probably a little screwed up by the time that they're around. And I hope that it is better. I hope that it's improving. And if you're on Mars, that's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, we can all hope to be on Mars one day, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, I think that's going to conclude this interview properly. All right, are there any final words you'd like to have?
I guess I would want to say that I'm these questions have prompted some really interesting thought. I'm thankful for that and grateful for that, and I hope that this helps. That's also definitely not for you.
Yeah.
How is that supposed to be 45 minutes? There's like 5 questions.